And Sarah Castor-Perry joins us now in her official capacity as custodian of the questions. While Chris and Co are away, Sarah's going to be tackling some of your questions on their behalf. So, Sarah, what cosmic questions do you have for us today?
Right, well, first off, we've got a question about the Mars Phoenix lander from Brian in Seattle. He asks, one of the instruments aboard the Mars lander has been described as sniffing chemicals after heating samples of soil up. How are the effects of the Martian atmosphere taken into account? Is the container set to a vacuum, or is the background reading from the atmosphere subtracted out? Now, we spoke to William Boynton on the show back in May about the Phoenix mission, so we decided to get back in touch with him to answer this question.
So, for those of us who didn't catch that, what was the Phoenix mission all about?
Right, well, it took off last year and it landed on Mars in May. And unlike the Viking missions, which were sent to Mars in the 1970s, its main mission is not really to seek out Martian life and extraterrestrial life, but to look to see if conditions on Mars are now or once were favourable for life. The instrument Brian is asking about is known as TEGA, which stands for Thermal and Evolved Gas Analyzer, and here's how it works from William Boynton himself. We put the sample into a very small oven, about the size of two drops of water, and seal it to isolate it from the atmosphere. We then flush out the atmosphere that was sealed in the oven with the sample with a flow of pure nitrogen gas. The nitrogen gas is called a carrier gas, and besides removing the atmosphere, it is used to carry the evolved vapours generated during the heating over to the evolved gas analyzer known as the sniffer. Now, this sniffer is a mass spectrometer, a machine that you can find in any chemistry lab back here on Earth, and this can accurately tell what molecules and atoms are in the sample.
And have they found anything yet?
Well, yes, it's actually very exciting because in the last couple of weeks, they have actually found concrete evidence of water on Mars, which was one of the mission's main aims.
Fantastic.